How you going?
It has been a while, but you are lining up as part of Ticketmaster's Together Fest tomorrow. How is it going to feel rather than seeing faces out in the crowd looking at a computer screen or looking at a camera in front of you?
Weird, really weird. And kind of, I mean, I don't usually do many pieces to camera on social media in the first place, so the idea of an entire performance is kind of daunting. But yeah, no, I think it'll be okay. It sounds like the sort of thing might have to get used to be honest. But yeah.
You'll be able to gauge the reactions literally, because they'll either be smiley faces, thumbs up, or angry. So, you know, I mean, at least you can read the room straight away.
The complete range of human emoji form. Yeah. Yeah.
The Australian music scene is rallying together around this. It is tomorrow. The stream will be on Ticketmaster's Facebook page. How's it been for you? How's it been for the Australian music industry? Because we are literally in the radio industry taking it week by week, but it's day by day for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I'm not a big gigger as an artist anyway, but a lot of my friends are, and it's full on for them. But, I mean, my day job is on the other side of the mixing console, and I sort of make sure that a lot of the audio on the festivals for these things happen. So it's the live audio industry that's really like taken a massive hit as well.
Right.
And, you know, like that entire, you know, side of production, it's at any given music festival, you've got like audio and video and pyro and, you know, lighting, and then there's the stage managers and everyone attached to the bands. And so it's an incredible lot of jobs throughout that sort of part of the industry as well. So, yeah.
So talk to us about the gig. What's going to happen? What are people going to sit down in their lounge rooms, their bedrooms, and witness tomorrow?
It'll be pretty much me just playing a kind of stripped-back version on a keyboard, and that's kind of the vibe. And I think that's kind of like, you know, really following suit with a lot of people. But, I mean, from the songwriting perspective, I think it's good. People can sort of just hear the song and not have to worry about the glitz and glamour of a show getting in the way of a good story.
So you're sure?
Yeah.
So you're sure you haven't got someone just playing with the lights, you know, dimming them slightly and up and down, just doing
on and off? Yeah. No, I didn't have the budget.
Josh, one thing you are going to witness tomorrow, because Sam is a very humble guy, but this guy seriously has one of the most incredible vocals in the Australian music industry, and I'm not overselling that. You definitely do, Sam. But where are you actually going to be performing tomorrow? Are we going to actually have a little insight into your house?
You'll see a very cropped frame of my, studio that I work out of from home.
Right.
And that's kind of it.
Is there a quick last-minute clean? Are we going to see empty, like, 7-Ups? And are we going to see empty Frozen Cokes? Like, a bit of a studio clean before the
world
looks in?
I thought you were going to say product placement.
There's been a mad clean. But absolutely, if Pepsi do want to get behind the performance, they're more than welcome.
Chuck it involved.
Ticketmaster's Together Fest is happening tomorrow. You'll be able to stream it on the Facebook page, wherever Geelong and the Surf Coast might be, whether they're still working from work or working from home or taking some time off at this time. Sam, what you and the music industry has done for other people, I mean, I'm thinking about bushfires and everything like that. This is our time to rally around you guys. Enjoy tomorrow. It is a little different, but as one of Geelong's own and K-Rock's Departure Lounge own, wish you all the best tomorrow, mate. We'll chat soon.
Thank you so much.